What is up, everybody? Thank you for checking out the Shift and Shutter podcast, episode one. I just want to say welcome and thanks for giving me a chance and checking me out. Like I said, this is episode one, so I have no idea what I'm doing. Bear with me. But all I know is I'm a huge podcast fan. I've been a huge podcast fan since podcasts were a thing. I've been wanting to do my own podcast for well over 10 years, and I've done a few starts and stops that never saw the light of day, and I decided, hey, I'm going head first. I'm going to actually try this, and I just want to say thanks for checking me out. First off, I'd just like to introduce myself. As I said, I'm Brad Jackson. I'm a 35-year-old from Hartford, Kentucky, who loves podcasts. I love cars. I love photography. I love movies. I love pro wrestling. I love a lot of just off-the-wall things. And I think this podcast will probably cover it all. I'm using the name Shift and Shutter because that's a name I came up with that I'm using for a side hustle photography business I've recently started. I thought it was pretty clever because I like cars and photography, so if you don't think it is, then you're probably right. So to start off, I just want to say that this, I kind of want the concept to be more car oriented. I want to talk about cars and car things. I want to definitely interview car people, maybe people in the car industry, but mostly enthusiasts and like local guys, local mechanics, local car show dudes, local drag racers, local dirt track racers. I have all kinds of friends that are involved in many aspects of just the car lifestyle, and I really would like to just kind of build on that community, make it a little bit bigger, maybe dig my own little hole there in the community and bring everybody together, just have fun. So that's a little bit about me. I'm going to start from there and just talk about my history in with cars and automotive in general. I've always been into cars. I've always thought they were cool. Of course, I grew up in the 90s, so you'd go to the book fair and there'd be the Lamborghini posters and whatnot. I always thought those were cool. Never really owned any. I was more into other things at the time, but as I got older and closer to driving, I was deep into cars and always reading about cars and watching Pimp My Ride and all that kind of shit. Monster Garage, all those early kind of car shows. And it really made me be like, hey, I want to get some cool cars and mess with them. So when I turned 16, my grandfather bought me my first vehicle, which was a 1993 Chevy Silverado. 305 automatic, bright red, had some cool like racing wheels on it, and I absolutely loved that truck. We called it the Bradillac, and I drove it from 16 up till 20. And I ended up buying another truck, but I kept it and I was like, man, I bought drop spindles and all kinds of stuff. I was like, man, I'm going to deck this thing out and just make it cool. And I was a poor kid working at a convenience store at the time. So I was like, yeah, I probably won't get around to that. And it sat for a few years while I drove my daily, which was a 2007 F-150 base model V6 with no air that kind of sucked, but I drove it for like 10 years with no air. That's another story. But anyway, back to the truck. I let it sit forever, and my dad had a buddy looking for a truck for his grandson, and dad's like, why don't you just let him look at it, see if, just throw an offer out there, or throw a number out there and see if they want it. And I was like, yeah, why not? So that kid came and looked at it, and I could just see it in his eyes. He fell in love. So I let it go. And I honestly don't know where that truck went, or I would probably try to buy it back because I love that truck. From there, I took that money and I bought a car that I always wanted as a kid, which was a 1979 Pontiac Firebird. I grew up loving Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey and the Bandit is still one of my favorite movies of all time, and I watch it at least 4 or 5 times a year. I've seen it in theaters. I've been to re-releases for it. I have like 4 DVD copies of it. I have it on Blu-ray. I have the Hal Needham documentary on Blu-ray. I'm obsessed with that movie. So I got that car, also a 305. It's a base model Redbird edition, which was kind of the lady type car. But this kid that I got it from, who needed money, sold to me pretty cheap. I was excited about that. He had done all kinds of crazy stuff to it. Put a 77 nose on it, which is the Smokey and the Bandit car, which is kind of one of the reasons I bought it, because I love that. I'm not a big fan of the 79 front end. I love the 77 front end. And he did a few other modifications, like some interior stuff, updated it to the Trans Am, had a Firebird Formula hood, and some shitty wiring that is held together by Scotch tape, or was held together by Scotch tape. I fixed all that. And I fell in love with that car. I drove it for a while, drove it off and on, had a few minor issues. Had a power steering pump fall off of it, got shot at. That's another story. Had to replace the steering column. Done several few things like electrical, cap and rotor. Not really done a whole lot to it. And then I let it sit forever. It has been sitting forever. It sat at my parents forever until I bought a house, and then I went up there and messed with it, started up, drove it to my house, and it's been sitting here ever since. And I've bought all kinds of parts and had every intention to have it running by this winter or this spring, but that didn't work out because of work and money and depression and whatnot. So it's still sitting, but I bought a FiTech EFI kit for it and have absolutely everything to get that thing as road ready as possible except for tires. And as soon as I get the motivation, which hopefully in the next few days, I'm going to start back on her and throw that EFI together as quick as possible and then try to find some cheap tires. But that is that. That's really all I got on that car. I also bought a 5.3 and tried rebuilding it and lost motivation as well. So I have a 5.3 for it sitting in the garage that I have almost everything to throw it back together. So I need to throw that together too. And I'm debating on if I want to do that or put it in the Firebird or buy something else cool to put in. I'm sure I'll be updating you on that. And then my other vehicles are I bought a 2016 Jetta in 2018 that has a 1.4 engine in it that gets 40 miles to the gallon. I love that little turbo car that gets like 40 miles to the gallon. It's 140 horsepower or something. It's a snail, but I love that car. It's so much fun to drive. Saves so much money. I drive about 50 miles one way to work, and that helps a lot in gas mileage and gas money. Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out how to talk. I'm not too good at this, but I'm hoping I will get better. Anyway, from there, my 2008 F-150, I ended up trading it to my buddy who had a 94 Caprice he had bought, and knew that I was wanting one because he had a Roadmaster station wagon there for a while that I fell in love with and wanted to buy when he sold it, but it had some rusty frame issues that I didn't want to deal with. So he found this one and wanted my F-150 and knew that I would probably trade him, so he got that. And now I have a 94 Chevy Caprice wagon LT1 that is absolutely the most fun car. I love driving that thing. I love the conversations it brings. I love the looks I get. I love old black dudes yelling at me in traffic about how I need bigger wheels. Everything about that car is just so much fun. I can fit the whole family in it. We can go out and hang out. I can take it to cruise-ins, car shows. We've been to a few. It's just a fun car, and it's one I can, not the greatest gas mileage, but I can fill her up and feel comfortable driving it. I'd say anywhere within a maybe 4-hour radius, I would feel comfortable driving it. All right, for my vehicle history, I guess I'll go into my professional automotive history. My first job was O'Reilly Auto Parts at 18, right out of high school, and that was interesting to say the least. It gave me a little bit of automotive knowledge. It gave me a lot of lifelong friends. It gave me a ton of hilarious stories and a criminal record, but that's another story that I will probably share on another episode. And from there, I didn't work professionally in automotive after 2009 for a while. I went into school. I started college. While I was in college, I worked at a convenience store on third shift, which is another, I guess I got some automotive stories with that, like my buddies coming out there drifting on ice and some random dude in a Camaro like drifting around gas pumps, and there's always something crazy going on when I worked at Minute Mart. And from there I went to work at Walmart and worked at Walmart for 5 years and got fed up with it and got a job back in car parts at a Chrysler dealership, and then jumped back and forth from the Chrysler dealership to the Chevy dealership across the lot that was owned by the same people, and I didn't enjoy that at all. I did not like that job. It was boring. I didn't get paid much. I worked with a bunch of cranky old people, so I went back to Walmart and thought I would probably be there the rest of my life because I got into management and got a little bit comfortable and moved stores, worked through a pandemic, and then a little bit later just got fed up with that, started looking around. I found that Holley Performance Parts was hiring, so I was like, why not? So I put in for that, and that's where I'm at today. I am a materials handler there, so I don't do anything spectacular. I don't get to test snipers and Terminators or anything, or throw stuff on my cars and drag race or none of that fun stuff. I get to see some cool shit. I get to talk to some cool people. I work with some interesting people that maybe I could interview. I know there's a drag racing Hall of Famer I work with that I'm sure he has tons of stories from the 60s and on. And that's pretty much my professional automotive history to up to date. And now we'll get into my newest endeavor, which is photography. Photography has always been a big part of my life. I've always loved photography. Always enjoyed looking at pictures and taking pictures. And in grade school, when I would go on a field trip, I'd have my mom buy me a couple of the little disposable film cameras, and I would take them and take pictures of my buddies with kangaroos and whatever the hell else. Pictures of my buddies at the Kentucky State Capitol, all these field trips, and really enjoyed that. And every once in a while, when I had a little bit of cash, I would go to Walmart. Instead of buying toys, I would buy a disposable camera and pose my wrestling figures in their wrestling ring or something like that and practice photography. And really, really got into it. And then I would take cameras to school every once in a while. Like in middle school, I have a bunch of pictures of just my buddies at their locker smiling. And of course, back before cell phones, so that was our cell phone camera was just, hey, look what I got. Take pictures of your buddies. Nothing spectacular. I wasn't any good. I just enjoyed doing it. Get into high school and find out they have a photography class. And I was like, dude, I am so taking photography. But for freshman year, your prerequisite was intro to art. So I took intro to art, which was very boring. I think I passed it with a C, maybe. I didn't enjoy it. Lots of, like, reading about fine art history and, like, trying to copy drawing fine art, which I can't draw worth a crap. One of my best friends, Bo, was in there, so he made it fun, at least. That was the only bearable thing about that class. But I took it so I could take photography my sophomore year and then build onto that, whatever other photography classes that they offered. Cut to my sophomore year, the school decides to have budget cuts. And usually whenever they decide on budget cuts, the arts programs are always the first things to go. So there went a few art classes, including photography. So there I was, no photography class. So I don't want to say I lost interest in photography. I always liked photography, just everything else got in the way. And after graduation, when I got my first job at O'Reilly, I would buy digital cameras. That's when digital cameras started getting predominant. And I've owned several small little point-and-shoots that would fit in my pocket and would take them everywhere. Before cell phones, I was snapping pictures of everything. And everybody's like, you are crazy. Who does this? Hey, I'm ahead of the game. From there, anytime I would go somewhere, I would be taking pictures. I've got pictures from working at O'Reilly, and I would get on my little laptop and make slideshows set to songs. One day, a bird smacked into the window at O'Reilly, and I went out and took pictures of it, and we got him. We got him and took pictures and had a funeral for him, and I made a tribute video, and we gave him a burial at sea and flushed the little guy down the toilet because there was an inside joke about how those toilets were so powerful that we could probably flush a double cheeseburger. So we tested it on a bird, and he flushed, and I took all kinds of pictures and made a slideshow set to Willie Nelson's Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. And it's still on YouTube somewhere. It lives in infamy. I would take pictures when me and my buddies would go out to restaurants or go out partying or whatever. I was always taking pictures. Then when I got of age, I would go to bars. And I'm big into music. I love playing guitar. I got it to go into an open mic night every Tuesday night. And most of the time, I would have my camera. And, of course, by then, cell phones were a thing. So I would have my camera and my cell phone and taking double pictures so I could put them on social media soon. Like, hey, I'm going to put this on my MySpace as soon as I took it. But I have hard drives full of those point-and-shoot pictures that I've taken over the years. Lots of concert pictures. I never went to a concert without a camera in my pocket. And I, Cross Canadian Ragweed, my favorite band, I have thousands of pictures of them on hard drives. All kinds of pictures of concerts. And it's just something I've always been into. Something I never really thought of as like a side hustle or a career or anything until during the pandemic, there was nothing to do. Everybody was getting into collecting and whatnot. And I've always been a collector, collecting toys and guitars and all kinds of odds and ends. So I was introduced to shopgoodwill.com, which is Goodwill's auction site. It's kind of like eBay, but just Goodwill stuff. And pre-pandemic, it was a totally different landscape, and it was kind of a new thing. And early on, lots of the Goodwills didn't know what they had. Some of the stuff was like, hey, here's a camera. I don't know what it is. Here, start the bid at $1, whatever. And I was getting like guitars on there for $20 and just all kinds of crazy deals. And I, for some reason, a camera caught my eye, and there was a Canon Rebel XTI, I think is what it is. I still have it. I'd have to look. I don't really remember what model it is, but it came with a kit lens, and it was on there for like $20 or something. I think shipping and all, I gave like $27 for it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get back into taking pictures. So I bought that and started taking pictures of my dogs. And it was like, wow, this thing is great quality, but I don't know what any of these buttons on it mean. I don't know any of these settings. I never really learned how to shoot manual and learn about shutter speed and f-stop and all that. So I got to watching YouTube videos and reading, and from like the first week I had that camera, I decided I'm never going to shoot anything but manual. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to get good at it and see where this goes. So flash forward like a year and a half, and I was taking some pretty good pictures, and I had like family reaching out wanting me to take pictures at get-togethers and take pictures for graduations and middle school dances and 4th of July picnics and whatnot. And just kind of really got to where I knew what I was doing pretty much. I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but I think I'm decent. And that led me to car shows. I started taking it to car shows and taking pictures and started getting just awesome results. And I would take it to Holly's LS Fest and took some pictures of like drift cars and whatnot, and was amazed at what I was doing. I couldn't believe I was taking pictures that good. So from there, I started just kind of getting into it, looking into it, upgrading cameras. I've got two different cameras since then. If anybody's into camera gear, just hit me up. Maybe I'll do a episode about what I use. Got all kinds of lenses. Learned what each lens does, what each focal length will do, all the blur and whatnot. And I got decent at it and really started enjoying it. So I was like, maybe I can make this a side hustle. So I've been kind of investing time into that and made a Facebook page, Shift and Shutter Photography. Go follow. And Shift and Shutter on Instagram. Built a website, shiftandshutterphotography.com. And have just kind of gone headfirst into, hey, let's make this a thing. And I've been thinking of different ways to market it and just kind of introduce people to who I am, what I'm about, what I'm into, which led me to, hey, I could maybe make this into a podcast. I've been listening to podcasts. Over the past 10 years, I've probably listened to podcasts more than I have music, and that's kind of mind-blowing if you knew me growing up, how much I love music. I like the freedom of podcasts. It's like the Wild West. You can do and say whatever if you're not affiliated with a big network or anything. And you don't have to be for a podcast. You can be totally independent and make it work. And that's kind of the draw I've always liked. I like how you can do and say whatever. I'm not a malicious person and would not try to say mean things to anybody, but it's nice to know that I could say whatever I wanted on a platform I wanted and not have any consequences, I guess. But podcasting has always been, since day one, I've been listening. I got into Kevin Smith's podcasts, really, really dug just listening to him talk, and then it led me to other comedians, and I've listen to car shows and wrestling podcasts, and it's just an awesome medium. I've always loved it. Still, every day, if you work with me, all 8 hours, I'm walking around with one headphone in, listening to a podcast. And that leads me to the Shift and Shutter podcast. I honestly don't know what this is going to be. I wanted it to be an automotive-based podcast, which it will be, of course. I want to talk to people, interview people, maybe set up, take my Zoom H6 here to car shows with a microphone on it and just ask people questions, shoot the shit, all that good stuff. Like I said, I work with some car guys that I would love to pick their brain and talk to. Go to church with some car guys I'd love to pick their brains and talk to. I have friends that drag race. I have friends that race dirt track cars that have crazy stories that I'd love to hear. Of course, all my friends I've worked in the auto parts industry with, we have all kinds of stories and inside jokes that, like I said, could be told freely on here that you probably could not tell anywhere else. So maybe I can talk them into getting on here telling some stories. I have hot rod friends. I have mini trucking friends, import friends. I have buddies that are into nothing but German cars. I drive a Volkswagen, so I can kind of relate. I can find some common ground to talk about. And other than that, I want to keep it free and just kind of talk about whatever, because any given day, my tastes and interests change, to be honest. I want to talk to some of my musician friends, maybe catch up with them, maybe help them promote their stuff. Again, talk to more photography people. I'm not really friends with a lot of photographers or know a lot of people into photography, but it'd be cool to kind of network and meet some and get a little bit more into that community and just kind of get a foot in the door there. I'm definitely going to start taking this recorder when I go to car shows or car events, races, whatever I do. What else can I talk about? I'm honestly drawing a blank. Just thought I would get on here and just kind of lay the groundwork and let you know a little about me and what I'm about and what I want to be about with this podcast and just kind of where I want it to go. Other than that, I honestly have nothing else. Like I said, go check out my photography, Shift and Shutter Photography on Facebook, Shift and Shutter on Instagram, and shiftandshutter.com. Go check me out. Like I said, right now I'm brand new, so I'm doing a lot of freebies and giveaways and whatnot. I got some stickers on the way I'm going to start giving away to people. I'm going to make some t-shirts. I might even make some podcast t-shirts. I've been playing around with some podcasting logos. If anybody's interested, we'll just see how this goes. I'd like to collaborate with some podcasters. If anybody out there listening is a podcaster and would like to maybe do some kind of collaboration, hit me up. I know I'm definitely doing something with the Hometown Hot Rodder podcast, which is a podcast I discovered last year while working and really got into. I really like those dudes' vibes and kind of became friendly with them over the internet. And I do a lot of random Canva artwork, let's say. Just some little inside jokes to their show, making artwork for them just to get a laugh. So yeah, I'm definitely going to try to hook up with those dudes and do something. Other than that, I have no idea what this podcast is going to be, so we're just going to wing it and go from there. I'm open to a co-host. If you get tired of listening to me talk, if you want to co-host with me or know somebody that would, I can podcast from anywhere with this little deal here. I can podcast, hook up over Zoom, however you want to do it. I'd love to have some guests, love to have a co-host. This is going to be weird doing it by myself because I'm sitting in my spare bedroom talking to myself while my wife's asleep. It's kind of weird. But other than that, I have nothing. So try to think of some clever sign-off for this. I can't think of anything clever. Maybe I'll come up with something, but I definitely want to have some kind of sign-off. Maybe to quote my favorite movie, keep the wheel spinning and the beavers grinning. Thanks for checking it out, man.